Next, we have personal testimony, and the first one is Lisa Lee.
Hello, 大家好。好，我叫 Lisa， 今天很荣幸可以在这里跟大家一起分享我在北区基督徒会堂所经历到的大家的关爱，还有神的祝福。我和我的妈妈还有哥哥是在1991年，26年前来到会堂。我母亲那时候是一个单亲的妈妈，然后我们的生活那时候是蛮艰辛的。她在工厂做女工，每个月付完房租之后，几乎我们就没有剩多少钱。我记得小时候我们在美国的第一个桌子，那时候是在一个 Goodwill 垃圾桶旁边捡到的，桌子只有三个脚是可以站得稳。我还记得吃饭的时候摇啊摇啊摇的，小时候不觉得怎么样，虽然蛮穷的，但是心里总是觉得非常的充实，因为我有妈妈的爱，还有教会里大家对我的关心。我记得那时候李长老还有黄师母常常来我们家里做探访，因为知道我们家里的经济情况不好。第一次来的时候觉得我们家里很暗，整个客厅只有一个灯，那时候我们还在存钱买第二盏灯。结果他们第二次来的时候就带了一盏灯过来，我们很开心。那时候他们怕我们不好意思，还说家里刚好多出来一个新的灯。然后后来我哥哥想参加诗班，那时候诗班的话是要穿着一个衬衫打领带，后来知道说我们没有钱去买衬衫领带，他们也是来了我们家送给我哥哥领带衬衫裤子，又说是刚好家里多了。那个时候我13岁，是个半大不小的年纪，教会的小朋友差不多5、6岁，跟我最年纪最近的就是光言团契的哥哥姐姐，还有家庭团契的，我也是叫哥哥姐姐。一开始觉得蛮孤单的，因为没有跟我同年纪的小孩。哥哥来一阵子之后也走了，因为就是也没有跟他有同样年纪的小孩。但是后来发现这是神对我的祝福，因为我一下子多了好多的哥哥和姐姐，大家都很疼我，真的把我当妹妹一样看。他们每次在这边的很多，我说前面这三排哈，大家都是在我记忆中真的是很深刻的人。每次大家都很疼我，每次见到我就说我们家的 Lisa 怎么样怎么样，都很爱我，常常弄到我不好意思。但是真的感觉到他们，你们在做满满的爱。我在1998年的时候申请到加州的伯克莱大学念书，那时候大家就像是送自己小孩子一样去上课，有些人帮我买床单，帮我买家具，都像真的是小孩，自己小孩要上大学了。那时候因为我爸爸不在我们的生活当中，那时候普哥哥普小平长老在我上学的前一天还跟我谈了一谈，他说 Lisa上大学的时候什么样的男孩子可以交往，什么孩子不可以交往，去参加 party 的时候不可以喝酒，不可以吸毒。然后我就真的觉得他真的是非常非常的关心我，像自己的女儿要上大学一样，非常感动。所以今天我在2000年的时候认识我的先生，2002年的时候跟他结了婚，大家也是像嫁自己的女儿一样帮我筹备婚礼，我真的什么事都不用操心。你不认识我的人可能不知道，我的先生就是李立明长老的儿子。那时候我妈妈还会开玩笑说，李长老一家对我们那么好，最后连儿子都给我们了。在2004年的时候，我的母亲死于大肠癌，那时候我是27岁。那个时候在我人生中最重要的人走的时候真的很难过，那个时候第一次想到说子欲养而亲不在是这种感觉。那个时候如果没有大家帮助我走过那个难关，我可能走不过去。在2008的时候我生了我第一个儿子 Max Lee， 那个时候还没有开口，所有的哥哥姐姐还有 Coffee Talk 的人都来帮我坐月子，帮我送菜，帮我看孩子。那时候特别是我妈妈的朋友，他们那时候我的感觉就是他们以他们的爱心代替我的妈妈来照顾我。在26年在教会神给我的祝福在五分钟真的讲不完。从妈妈走后，我和我先生在我们家也开了一个英文查经班，到现在也已经13年了。 就是希望我们从北区得到的爱和祝福一点一点的传下去。最后我希望我自己还有我们的教会永远永远不会失去起初那个爱人的心。Hello everyone, my name is Lisa Lee and I feel extremely honored to be here to share my journey at North Valley CCIC and the blessings I have received from God and also from the congregation. My mom and I joined our church in 1991, about 26 years ago. My mom was a single parent. She worked at a factory making minimum wage and we were always trying to make ends meet. We had enough money to pay for the necessities and sometimes not even that.I still remember our first dining table was picked up next to a garbage can outside of Goodwill. It was a table with three working legs. Objectively speaking, we were very poor, but our hearts never felt that way because of the love from God, from the church, which I will talk about next. Because of our family situation, we received lots of house visits. Elder Alec Lee and his wife visited us the most often.I still remember the very first time when they came to our apartment. They realized our house was very dim. We had one working lamp, and we were still trying to save up money to buy the next one. To our surprise, they soon visited us again and brought us a brand new lamp. But not to make us feel bad, they said it was an extra lamp found in their house. When they found out my brother needed a nice shirt and tie for the choir, they came to our house again and provided it for him.And claimed that, once again, it was just laying around the house, brand new, not used. Acts like this touched my heart. Those house visits continued for years, not only from them, but from all other people at church. Now, I was about 13 years old when I joined the church. I was the only youth here. And the next age group closest to my age was the Salt and Light Fellowship. At the time, I remember at first I felt lonely. There was no one my age to talk with. But later, I found out it was a blessing from God.Because I was the only youth, I received abundant love and care from everyone. I was everyone's younger sister. In everyone's eyes, I could do no wrong. It was the best feeling. I feel loved. Now, in 1998, through God's blessing, I got accepted by UC Berkeley's Business School. Once again, it felt like a family event at church. I was the only and the first one of the kids to go to college at the time. Everyone's little sister was growing up.People were sending me off with things that they think I'll need for the dorm. Some people even offered my mom to help out with my tuition. And on one occasion, the late Elder Pooh, who I respected greatly, sat me down one day and gave me all the advices that a father will give to his own daughter, how to date, how not to date, to never get drunk at school, to never use drugs. In 2000, I met my husband and we got married in 2002.It was once again a family event for the church. Everyone helped out with my wedding, from decorations to announcements to photography to videography. Everything was sponsored. For those of you who don't know me, my husband's actually Elder Lee's son. One day, my mom even jokingly said that North Valley has given us so much. Elder Lee and his wife has taken care of us so much that at the end, they even gave up their son to our family. Those were the happier days.In 2004, my mom died from stage 4 colon cancer. It was the darkest moment of my life. I was 27 years old at the time, and I felt lost. I had graduated from college, and I was making good money at a good company. I still remember using my first check to buy this really nice dining table. We sat around it, not wanting to eat on it because it was so nice. But all of a sudden, she was gone. All my life, my dream was to support my mom so she won't have to worry about money anymore. But she was not there anymore. Once again, everyone took care of me, and I want to thank you for that. I couldn't have done it without people here. Now, since 2004, I have two healthy boys, Max and Pax, full of energy. My husband has suffered from nasopharyngeal cancer 5 years ago.And I was diagnosed with Cushing's syndrome that's not curable. But God has shown me miracles after miracles. The people here have taken care of me time after time. 1 month after my mom's funeral, my husband and I decided to start an English Bible study at our house. It's been 13 years now. We do it to honor her. We do it as a remembrance of the goodness that all of you have shown me. And we want to pass it on.Definitely, I feel very honored to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to let me share. God bless.